720 WGN and WGNRadio.com. This is the All-Timer Show. I want to thank everybody that's tuning in. Well, those of you that live in the city of Chicago, you already know that rental property is not cheap. And when you find affordable housing or affordable rental property, you want to hold on to it as long as you can. And residents in Beverly, they find themselves in a pickle because back in May, they began to receive notices that their property has been sold. And the company that bought the property was called Laval Properties. And some of the residents said they began to receive non-renewal notices. So the residents in Beverly held a rally yesterday, and this is some of what they had to say.
Putting notices on the door instead of coming to us, and our prior landlord not letting us know about this either.
They're pricing us with rent increases by 100% or more. We're asking you to come to the table. Let's have a fair and open meeting collectively, as we are have been requesting since day one.
Now, R.A. Vinnick, he's the community organizer with the Metropolitan Tenants Organization. He's on the line with me right now. Hey, how are you doing, buddy?
Doing great, Brian. Happy to be here.
Well, first of all, I want to ask you this. Tell me a little bit about your organization and what it is that you guys do.
Absolutely. The Metropolitan Tenants Organization is a tenants' rights organization here in Chicago. We run a tenants' rights hotline to help folks navigate issues that they're experiencing with their landlord, tell them what their rights are and how best they can deal with those situations. We also run an eviction protection program that helps folks that are facing eviction navigate that issue and connect them to legal resources. And we're in the area that I work in is the organizing program. So we get referrals from community partners and from our hotline about tenant crises around the city. And then me and the other organizer will go into those communities, work with those tenants to set up organizations, and we will work with them to meet the demands that they have collectively through, you know, actions like we saw yesterday and other organizing tactics. We're also involved in pursuing improving the laws here in Chicago to protect tenants, specifically around the Chicago Healthy Homes Ordinance, Just Cause, and Lift the Ban.
During the pandemic, the renters were pretty protected, and now that most of those protections are gone, are you getting more calls from tenants about landlords that are selling the property and not getting renewal notices? Is that on the uptick?
So I'd say that what we saw happening in Beverly that Laval Properties is doing to these tenants is a pretty egregious and, at least for Beverly, an unprecedented move in terms of non-renewal notices. You know, what we would call that is evictions, right? Evictions and displacement, because that's effectively what they are. In terms of the greater situation here in Chicago, I mean, evictions are at an all-time high since the pandemic. Landlords are right back to evicting tenants. Predatory landlords are right back to their predatory practices, and that's why we need to organize tenants, we need to educate tenants about their rights, and we need to pass stronger ordinances here in Chicago to protect tenants so that landlords cannot sort of do what they will and leave tenants hanging high and dry.
Right. And the residents of Beverly, this particular one is kind of unique because some of the properties, most of them are predominantly Black and have elderly and some people that are disabled. And now they're faced with trying to find somewhere else to live or pay a steep rental price that they just can't afford. So Laval Properties did release a statement and saying that they are working with the alderman and they want to work with the residents to find a solution. Do you believe that they really want to do that, or you think this is all lip service?
So here's what I can say. Laval Properties waited months to respond to residents' concerns. Up until yesterday, they took every opportunity to bulldoze and ignore individual tenants when they came to negotiate or talk with them. We've come together and we've invited Laval Properties to negotiations at least three separate times. We sent letters and we've gone to their office and asked them to come out and negotiate with us. Laval Properties is scared for their reputation. You know, their name is out there in the news. We're here on the radio talking to them. They were on TV last night. They want to protect their reputation. And so what they've done is the day before our action, actually the day of our action, they sent letters out to the residents saying, oh, it was a mistake that we sent these letters because we didn't have the appropriate information. I do not believe that's true, and the residents don't believe that's true. They sent out over 100 letters to residents in six different buildings. That doesn't sound like a mistake to me, and no amount of right or wrong information would influence a property manager to send out these notices. These notices were an attempt to gentrify the area, jack up the rents and get those tenants out of there. This could be replaced with richer tenants that would better suit LaVov's financial desires. So when they come to us and they say, oh, it was a mistake, we want to work with you, and they only say they want to work with tenants one-on-one. I mean, we're all familiar with how unions work. It's about solidarity. It's about collective bargaining power. And when they come to us and say they're only willing to work with us one-on-one, continuing to ignore our requests to come to the table and have collective negotiations, that indicates to me that they want to break the solidarity of the union. They want to weaken our negotiating power. And the tenants of O'Shea Neighbors United are too smart to be fooled by that kind of trickery. We're organizing now to talk at our next meeting about how we're going to collectively respond to this and work with LaVov to actually get them to the table to have collective negotiations as opposed to individual negotiations that will be in their benefit. We want them to come and talk with us as a group, not as individuals.
All right, we're talking with R.E.A. Vinnick. He's the community organizer with the Metropolitan Tenants Organization. Now, LaVov said they were working with the aldermen to find a solution. Has the residents and has your organization, have you guys been in touch with the aldermen in that ward to find a solution? And if so, has the alderman been responsive to you guys?
So what I can say is Matt O'Shea has voiced support for the tenants. He has told us in meetings that he's attended that he wants to support us. You know, he chose not to speak at the press conference yesterday, which, you know, is his decision. We look forward to his continued support, and his continued public support of what we're doing. In terms of him working with us, you know, we would really like to have increased and improved communication with Matt O'Shea. He has been talking with LaVov, but has not told us that he's been talking with LaVov. I actually found that out yesterday from the press. The press had to tell me that Matt O'Shea told them that he's been talking with LaVov. So, Matt O'Shea, we really want to see your continued support and continued communication with us as a collective. So Matt O'Shea has been involved in the organizing and supported us up to this point.
And the residents, they got these notices back in May, and some of these are like 60 and 100 120-day notices. How much time do some of these residents have before they have to actually relocate if nothing gets done?
So the displacements were set to start at the end of this month. What we have heard from LaVov is that they haven't started any evictions, which we're glad to hear, and that they seem to be willing to at least work with us around extending the dates for move-outs, but we have other demands like relocation assistance and rent forgiveness and the opportunity to renew leases if folks want to stay. You know, all of these folks are working class. Some are subsidized tenants. Many of those tenants are elders and are on fixed incomes. You know, people might hear 120 days and think that's a lot of time to move. But if the move is something that you didn't expect and didn't want and you have a limited amount of money, 120 days can feel like looking down the barrel of a gun. And at the end of that barrel, it's homelessness on the street if you can't get it together. So we really need LaVov to come, not only work with us around these move-out dates, but work with us around rent forgiveness and relocation assistance.
All right. And this is one of those stories that we got to stay on top of. And hopefully I get a chance to talk to you again. R.E.A. Vinnick, he's the community organizer with Metropolitan Tenants Organization. If you need their assistance, you can go to tenants-rights.org. That's tenants-rights.org if you need their assistance, and they'll be glad to help you. R.E., thanks so much for joining me.
All right, Brian, my pleasure. Hope to talk to you soon on a positive note.